California will begin setting aside 40% of all vaccine doses. That's for the state's most vulnerable neighborhoods in an effort to inoculate people most at risk from the coronavirus more quickly. Breaking from other southern GOP governors, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey extends her state's mask order for another month. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 416 points, and the S&P is off 54. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise, with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Alabama lawmakers have rejected legislation that would give cities and counties the opportunity to take down Confederate monuments and relocate them elsewhere. An Alabama House committee did not advance the bill that would revise 2017 Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. Governor Ivey's mask mandate has been extended until April 9th for the last time. She says she will not extend it after that date. She also says the seating limits at restaurant tables are now lifted, along with allowing a maximum number of 2 visitors to nursing homes and hospitals. Senior citizen centers can allow outdoor gatherings. Summer camps are allowed to open. This Saturday, the Montgomery Biscuits are hosting a kickball tournament to benefit the Brantwood Children's Home in Montgomery. Masks are required, as well as temperature checks. The tournament kicks off Saturday at 10 a.m. For ticket information, go to alabamanews.net. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Excuse me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any call can get in, Sweet Farm, I can get past your drawing. We do that drawing tomorrow during Legislative Roundtable, where we'll have Mike Holmes and Clyde Chamberlain tomorrow. Looking forward to that. A lot going on. Mike Holmes had a bill that on Confederate monuments that didn't fare very well. Ask him about that.
Hadn't seen Mike in a while. Look forward to that.
Yeah, good really guy. Do. Great guy. Go back. He and I go back a long way. Let's do this. Morning, Joe.
We haven't played this in a while. Oh, no.
Morning Joe is going to kind of nail this up. He spent the first basically 15 minutes of his show talking about the Capitol and the fortress of the Capitol. So here's the setup part by Mika. And then we'll do Joe, and then we kind of get into the conversation with them.
So let's get right into it. Nearly 2 months since the deadly riot at the Capitol. Today, U.S. Capitol Police forces are ramping up security because of a new possible threat. A senior law enforcement official tells NBC News that the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI sent a joint intelligence bulletin to state and local law enforcement yesterday, warning that some extremist groups have, quote, discussed plans to take control of the U.S. Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers on or about March 4th. The bulletin also states that domestic violent extremists have continued perception of election fraud and other conspiracy theories associated with the presidential transition, which may contribute to domestic violent extremists mobilizing to violence with little or no warning. Capitol Police put out a statement yesterday saying the department is aware of and prepared for any potential threats. House lawmakers scrapped plans to be in session today due to the threat. The security detail assigned to the lawmakers who served as impeachment managers has also been extended through the week. The Senate still plans to be in session today. This new warning comes as the acting chief of the U.S. Capitol Police told lawmakers yesterday that threats against members of Congress have dramatically increased.
In the first 2 months of 2021, there has been over a 93% increase in the threats to members compared to the same period last year. And from 2017 to 2020, there has been over a 118% increase in the total threats and directions of interest, with overwhelmingly majority of those suspects residing outside of Washington, D.C.
Now, that's kind of interesting because January, February was the time frame of the impeachment. So if it was all about Trump and impeachment, why weren't they doing things then? I really question the source. And are they looking at a handful of things and focus just on that? And somebody saying something's going to do something is one thing. Showing actual activities of doing it, that's another. Continue on with Joe himself.
And Willie, of course, not a surprise that these terrorists that attacked on 1/6 inspired other future terrorists, and especially when you have them possibly coming in, and the chatter is about stolen elections, election fraud. You still have Donald Trump, going when he was at CPAC just this past week, still stirring up that big lie, the big lie that led to the insurrection attempt on January the 6th, and the big lie that's actually leading to Congress, this never happened when I was there, Congress having to shut down, the yep. House having to shut down today because of fear that Trump terrorists acting once again on his instruction, acting once again based on his big lie, may come and try to take out, try to kill Democratic lawmakers.
Yeah, the House pushed a couple of votes to last night that were scheduled for today, including the one on H.R. 1, so that they wouldn't be there today because this date, March 4th, has been circled on the calendar by QAnon supporters. And as you said, Donald Trump on Sunday at CPAC 4 days ago was saying, I won the election, maybe I'll run again and win for a third time and beat these guys. Mike Pence wrote an op-ed yesterday where he talked about election irregularities and sort of winked and nodded at the conspiracy theories as well. So now here we are with another day that we certainly hope doesn't turn out to be like January 6th.
Talk about fueling a fire. Now this is all under direct orders of Donald Trump. Direct orders. By what he said, what he did, by telling them. Okay, so now they're going to bring a reporter in who saw this happening in January the 6th and knew something bad was going to happen. And so she sees something similar now, but not exactly the same. This is interesting.
So now here we are with another day that we certainly hope doesn't turn out to be like January 6th. Let's bring in NBC News reporter Brandi Zadrozny. She covers all this. Brandi, good morning. You and your colleague Ben Collins, I'm sort of haunted by the conversations that you've revealed that you had on January 5th, where you said, this is going to be bad. We know this is going to be bad based on what we're hearing, based on what we're reading online. So what was your conversation with Ben like last night, and how are you feeling this morning about what may come on March 4th today?
It's very different, Willie. You know, the conversation before the 6th was clear because we saw it all online. People were planning. They had flyers. They specifically said what they're going to do, how they were going to do it. And it was just very, very clear. This date is, it's a little bit weird. It's based in this conspiracy theory from QAnon that this is very silly and stupid, but, you know, humor me, that Donald Trump today will be inaugurated as the 19th president. It borrows a lot from the sovereign citizen movement, who these people believe that no laws have been real since Ulysses S. Grant was president, and so they are ungovernable. We're seeing a lot of these sort of conspiracy theories collide, and that is where there is some danger, actually, because it's hard to say, like, these people are militia groups, and these people are the Boogaloo groups, and these people are the QAnon groups. There's really been a cross-fertilization and a sort of melding of these groups. So is there some danger today? The Capitol Police and the FBI warnings weren't really clear what those were, but there could be militia groups planning today to do something. There could be other sort of radical extremists, white power people planning something today. But what makes us breathe a little easier is that these groups often like to hide what they're doing under cover of larger political movements, like the Boogaloo Boys we saw planning terrorist events at Black Lives Matter protests over the summer, or like we saw at the Capitol with militia groups sort of weaving their way in between more generic MAGA crowds. We're not going to have those large crowds today because we don't have a president of the United States anymore telling every supporter that he has to come to the Capitol and, you know, support this big lie.
It's maddening that our Congress is changing its business today because a group of people online think that this is the 19th president and that no president has been legitimate since Abraham Lincoln or whatever they are saying about March the 4th. So the big difference here, obviously, Brandi, is that the Capitol is a fortress now because of what happened on January the 6th. It would be very difficult for a group to penetrate that perimeter. What are you hearing from law enforcement about how seriously they are taking this threat today?
Law enforcement, as I think indicated by Director Ray's testimony, is taking everything very seriously. Like, that what we saw on the 6th was unbelievable, and so it's at this point better safe than sorry. People that are really concerned about, you know, the First Amendment and civil liberties are worried now that we're going to take too we're going to take that too far. So right now we're sort of in a balancing act, watching what these people are doing online, but trying to acknowledge that people have the right to speak. And I think that's what law enforcement are joining as well.
Okay, so what you basically have is, I think they're setting this thing up. They pass H.R. 1, they pass Sheila Jackson Lee's gun thing without dropping the filibuster. They just ram it through, and all of a sudden people go, what? And mysteriously it just happens. If the people say they're going to stand in the way, don't stand in the way for some reason. If that happens, because the one thing you could do was protest. Now you cannot protest because of what happened on January the 6th. And if you do protest, then you're insurrection. Let's go to the phone, go to Carol. Carol, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I may be a little late to the party, but I was just wondering if it had been brought up that Todd Strange might be considering running for Richard Shelby's position.
I have not heard that.
Okay, who do we need to contact to get that ball rolling?
You want him to run?
I think he would do very well.
He, I've got people that are real, and I'm not too far away from Todd Strange myself. I have not heard that from anybody within my circle.
Well, phooey. I wanted to know where to go get in line to help find the paperwork to help him.
Well, you're going to have to talk Linda Strange into it first.
Okay. That might be a little more difficult.
That could be a little more difficult. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Well, thanks, sweetie. Talk to you again.
Thanks, Carol. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Soulja Boy, after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Where'd you hear Joe Scarborough rant rave here? They spent a good chunk of the opening of their show strictly on this subject. Something's amiss, boys and girls. Something's going on. Let's go to the phones and go to Soulja Boy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I tell you, has God blessed us with a more beautiful day than today?
Well, being 2 hours up in the attic, I wouldn't know, you know?
You know, especially Joey. I mean, he's pulling double back-to-backs, you know.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, okay. He's unhappy.
I'll give him a $10 gift certificate to go to the suntan booth. Okay, and get a little sunshine there. But, Dan, you know how it was this morning, probably.
I do.
Yeah, the weather's just beautiful. This bill they're trying to pass, have they passed it yet? The HR1?
HR1.
Okay. If that passes, is that doomsday for ever having a fair election again?
No. First of all, if it passes, it will be contested in court big time.
Thank God. Thank goodness. That sounds... Because last night, you know, it almost sounded the way they were presenting it. It was like if this passes, this is like doomsday for us.
Well, the Republicans are doing that because it would be if it passes and it sticks. Let me tell you, you don't want to be in the business of depending on a court to solve your problems.
Yeah, Mr. Trump found that out, especially when the judge doesn't want to see the evidence or will allow you to present it to the court. It's pretty rough. We were talking about the defense around our house, the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of what's in Montgomery, you know, the Southern Property Law Center.
Yeah.
Okay. They got like a barricade wall around it, bomb-proof wall with a raised-up gate and a 24/7 guard that marches around the property. And when I asked the guy one time about it, I said, what's that? He said, because they get a lot of threats and everything. You know, sometimes it's kind of like the old saying, if I can make you believe there's a threat, then I can justify what I'm doing in my actions. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, but the part that you described is in the back. The front doesn't have a barricade or anything. Uh-huh. They have a guard that walks up and down, and if you slow down in front of it, he moves you home.
it's funny, though. That sidewalk, isn't it a public access property?
It is, but they're worried about a bomb going off.
Oh, God. You know, that's like me saying that I'm going to build me up, and my homeowners association put me a 10-foot concrete wall because of verifiable threats, you know. I guess that's the justification that they're keeping the troops in D.C. for?
Well, I'm not sure that that's justifiable. Nobody that I've heard has given any credible intelligence information on why to keep the National Guard there. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, the back of it is where they're vulnerable. If a car could get into that back gate and get underneath, because when they built the, they weren't thinking like that. And you can get underneath that building with a car bomb, you can take the whole thing out.
Did they run everything there, their budget, everything? Is that 100% of private contributions, or is there some of my tax money going in there?
I know no tax money.
Thank God. That makes me feel a little bit better. I mean... Years and years and decades ago, you could almost understand the Southern Poverty Law Center. There, some of the things actually did make sense. But now they've gone kind of like the left, so far extreme to the left, they're almost a joke now. Every time they open their mouth or say something, I noticed they were on the news again last night.
Yeah, they're when you talk to the folks that will talk to you, They'll tell you that extremism pays. And what they found, what Marcy Dees found, is that he could, and Marcy Dees is an outstanding writer, and that's how, you know, Fuller and Dees and the whole cookbook and Who's Who America and doing all that, that's how he made his first millions. And when they sold, the agreement of Fuller to Dees is, well, agree to sell, but you have to take part of what you're going to make on this thing, which is a huge amount of money, and you have to put in a nonprofit. That's how Southern Poverty Law Center got started. Marcy Dees was an incredible direct mail writer. He would sell week-old birthday cakes to parents for their student up at University of Alabama. He would go to a bakery, he'd get all their old cakes they were about to throw out, he would buy them, and then he would send a direct mail piece to their parents saying, I'll give your son or daughter a birthday cake, deliver to them from you for $25. And so parents did that. He made a ton of money doing that.
Got it.
Was in college.
Only in America, right, Dan?
Yeah, for interview.
You couldn't do that in China, probably, or in Russia, and make that kind of money off, you know, something that that you thought out of your mind and being an entrepreneur. I hear that Mr. Biden is not coming down to the Jubilee Bridge crossing. He's going to do it virtually. I heard the reason why is because instead of making a right or a left, he might accidentally walk off the bridge. Is that true?
I have no clue about that. He's not coming, and I'm not sure how exciting it's going to be this year, considering COVID and the governor's continued order.
Yeah, with the issue of him not coming, is that another way that they're trying to keep him away from questions from the media?
Ding, 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 ding.
An extension of it, huh?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like I'm ready to get my boxing gloves and go to boxing.
Yeah.
I remember one time I saw a documentary one time on Louis Farrakhan, and they had the picture of his mansion. Talk about marble. Just beautiful. And the guy at the end of the thing, documentary, he says, well, guess what? He says, hate does pay.
Whose mansion?
Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he says, hate and hatred sure pays well, and they zoomed away from his house, his mansion.
I'll go with that.
It pays well, don't it? All right, you guys enjoy the beautiful day today when you get a chance to get out and enjoy it.
Ta-ta. Smoking Otis.
Good afternoon, Dan. You know what? You are living proof that prayer works, brother.
Well, as long as you'll keep praying for me, I'm good.
Well, we got you on your list, and I'm going to put Leslie and her husband on the list, too.
Good.
Over at Dylan Rings. I heard you talk a little bit earlier today. I'm going to put her on my list as well.
Good.
Look, the reason I called is I've seen a news article about our soldiers being fed raw meat and such as that up there in Washington.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's improperly cooked with some metal shavings in it. We've got two Michigan lawmakers that will talk about it if we have time. But very disturbing. Very disturbing. There needs to be there needs to be an internal investigation of that company immediately. And let me tell you something. Another phrase I'm sick of is they need to hold them accountable. No, you need to get off your bus and go find out what in the hell happened, why were the metal shavings, and why wasn't the food cooked by the vendor who cooked it. It's just that simple. Not anymore. Nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing harder than that.
That's right. There's several of them done got sick up there. Now, can the states get their men back?
They could order them back, yes.
Yeah, I know Texas did call theirs back. And I think all the states who have some up there should bring the troops back to the house.
Well, let them get over the blowing up at the Capitol today, and then they can come home.
Yep, that's what I think. I don't believe they need to stay up there for two more months.
Well, they're talking about the end of March, but we'll see.
Yep, we will. Indeed. Can I get in on your drawings this week and next week?
Sure. Give me a month and day.
Mortgage Corporation of next week and the Sweet Creek for this week, 5:10.
You're in, Smoking Otis. Let me go to a break. Jerry, coming back to you after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Another number you need to know is 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation in the South. Interest rates changing. It's affecting the stock market without a doubt. And then potential inflation fears. Interest rates going up. Give them a call, 567-9000. Find out where they are now, where you are now, how they can help you. Mortgage Corporation of the South, John Williams, and the whole team at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Give them a buzz. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Jerry, one more of the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thank you. Have you noticed that clip you just played right before the morning joke? They only said militia twice. On other news reports, militia is almost every other word, like it's a poisoned word. And the only place I can think of that militia is thought of, that word is used, is in the Constitution, the Second Amendment. Second Amendment. Are they trying to set up that the militias are bad and therefore we need to get rid of the Second Amendment?
Well, they're... Let me tell you, the Sheila Jackson Lee, and this is part of where I think the problem is that if they get rid of the filibuster and they pass those three particular pieces of legislation, the COVID bill, the HR1, and the Sheila Jackson Lee gun bill, I think America's going to go nuts.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's certain things I don't give away, and that's my granddaughters, my wife, and my gun.
There you go. Not in that order, though.
The third one helps protect the first two. I just don't see all this. They're really putting a big push on, can they actually change, get rid of the Second Amendment?
It would take a constitutional amendment to do it. They can make owning a gun so onerous that it would be hard, and it's certainly going to hurt the less advantaged people more than anybody. But, the problem with what happened on January the 6th, which is why I believe it was a setup, is that if you tell them and you're mad at them and you demonstrate, then you're part of an insurrection. You want to take over government. You don't like what government's doing. And they have set that narrative up. And that worried me from the very, very beginning of this whole thing. And that they were doing something to set up a narrative that if you disagree with them, you are bad and you're against government. And so if they won't take your gun away, then you're just a pissed off, militia person.
Yeah. Neanderthal.
There you go.
It gets my stomach kind of going to even think about them taking away the Second Amendment. It's just not right, But what would you start calling January 6th a mostly peaceful protest, I can't talk. And because you can go down and burn down half a city and blind cops with lasers and kill a bunch of people, and that's a mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah, wrong issue, though.
Yeah. God bless you, Dan. Hey, put me in for the drawings.
Jerry, give me your month and day of birth.
March 10.
Wow, somebody, March 10, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to get old in about a week.
I know. What are you going to be, 27 or 28?
I figured it out, Dan. It's born in 53, so go from there.
Ah! Jerry, you have a great day, my friend. John D., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Following up on the last call, sadly, it started out as a peaceful protest, and some people took it to something else. And obviously, it wasn't, there were some people that crossed the line. When you have... Learn the lesson of Dr. Martin Luther King. When your protest becomes violent, then people treat you differently, they'll arrest you, and they'll send the police on you, and it shouldn't have happened. And we have those in the conservative movement that might have encouraged a little bit of that. I thought the situation was fraught with danger to have that many people there and to get them all fired up, But that was the president's decision. I think in retrospect, it was a poor one, because now all conservatives are insurrectionists. And like you said, if they try to take away the Second Amendment, you ain't seen nothing. And that's what's scary. So hopefully they'll keep the filibuster rule, and any gun control that we have will be something that is, 60-vote majority.
As long as they keep the filibuster rule, I'm good with anything. It's because they'll never be able to get the H.R. 1 or Sheila Jackson Lee's bill passed with that. But I don't know, John. This just does not feel right. It's way too much of a setup. The way this whole thing, the way January the 6th happened, the way that things that we're learning now, they made the call to get National Guard. Trump hadn't even finished speaking yet at that time. He didn't finish speaking until after 2.
Yeah.
And because people were storming the Capitol.
Right. Well, and to me, the worst thing that Trump did were the comments that he made about Mike Pence. That's almost unforgivable. And I'll say it on your show, okay? On the air right now, the way that Trump did Pence is wrong. and I think it shows a little bit of a flaw in his character. Mike Pence was 100% loyal to that guy, okay? And he doesn't always respond with 100% loyalty. And that's just a fact, you know? So when I, you know, when I think about 2024, I'm thinking, you know, I hate to say it, Dan, but I wonder, I know we can't win without him, but you wonder if we can win with him. So, I mean, you know, that's a lot to happen for 3 years from now, but you can already see the economy starting to go into the tank.
Yep.
And this is Jimmy Carter part two. You know, we're even putting ourselves at a position where we're going to be at the mercy of what Iran wants to do. I don't think we've been that way since 1980. So it's like we just got in a time machine, Dan, and said, let's just go back to 1977. Well, admittedly, I'd love the disco part, maybe, but the rest of it, you can have it. I'm sorry. That's just me, but I see two things going on at the same time, and we're fighting amongst ourselves a little bit. But at the same time, and by the way, wouldn't you lead with H.R. 1 if you want to do away with the filibuster?
Yeah,
wouldn't you make that the litmus test?
Yeah,
not the gun bill.
Yeah, H.R. 1 would definitely be the one to lead with, not the gun bill.
Golly. All right, hang in there, guys.
See ya. Nick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I just want to disagree with the last caller.
Okay.
I forget his exact comment about what President Trump did or didn't do, according to Pence. As we were watching all of that unfold, it seems that everything that was coming together, that it was the vice president's duty to, I forget exactly what that measure was called, where they were going to, all of the, was it the Senate or that was going to go for the meeting, and then they were going to address the issue of the voting irregularities, where everybody would go back to their particular state legislators and figure out if there was evidence of fraud in voting. And then once they got in chambers, it's just something that he could not do. And he refused to overturn the election. Am I on track so far?
No. The only people that could have overturned the election were the House and Senate members themselves. Mike Pence had no authority to reject, accept, or anything else. He could only do the will of the House of the Senate at that time.
Okay, so there was nothing constitutional that when they were going to the chamber, wherever they were going, they were going to pursue the possibility of voter irregularity. There was nothing constitutional, according to the vice president, as far as his duty to
His job was strictly oversight.
Okay. All right. Okay, I had that, I guess, a little out of place.
Yeah, and that's there are several people who have that. They, basically, if this Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and those folks were to convince the majority of the other members, they could have stopped, they could have rejected, Arizona's vote, for example.
Okay.
But it would have taken the Senate to do that, not Mike Pence.
Okay. All right. Just listening to everything, it seems like everything is showing some very troubled times ahead. And it is very concerning because there's going to be some, let's put it this way, Dan, there's going to be a whole lot of, I wouldn't say reluctance, but I'm going to say there's going to be more than reluctance to, if they do attempt to
overthrow the Second Amendment and come get your guns. And all. I think it's going to be a very, very difficult time. I think we're in difficult times now, but nothing like it will be. Hopefully, that can get there.
I hope you're right, but the fact that they wanted to keep the National Guard there, and mm-hmm. the timing of HR1 and COVID-19 and the way they're doing this, that worries the hell out of me.
Me too. Well, Dan, I appreciate everything you do, everything all of you do, and we'll tomorrow's another day, and give it a prayer and put it right there.
One day at a time, my friend.
I agree. Now, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back with Tony and Marla right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I just learned it's James Cole's birthday. Happy birthday, James Cole of Cole and Cole Plumbing. What a great guy. Is he turning 55 today? Yeah, man. Happy birthday, James. Dylan Wings, 119 Brunswings Road. They've got the spinning wheel up ready for you. You just need to drop by and spin that bad boy. Come on, see Leslie and Josh. They got prices that are great. And let me tell you something. I've been around the block. I know. They got one $500 gift certificate, one $250 gift certificate. Are you more or less likely to win those if they're actually on the spinning wheel? You're more likely to win them if they're on the spinning wheel. They're on the spinning wheel right now. But they're not going to be in the spinning wheel. Once somebody wins one of those, they're going to be replaced. So get there now. Get there early. Spin. They're 14. That's 2 out of 14. I would do it, guys. I would do it, do it, do it. Go see Leslie and Josh. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Tony, we're on board.
How you doing, Dan?
Good. What's up?
I just want to take exception to two calls ago. I know the guy is probably conservative, but he does something that a lot of Republicans do that just aggravate me. They'll get on and they'll support our cause and the things that we do, but then they feel they have to say something to stay in tune with the liberals. Like, well, the president didn't do this and do that, but I guess he could have said something different. Why do they have to make an apology right after saying that they support the president? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, but I don't know the answer because I'm not in his mind.
I mean, even people on Fox, which is probably the only station you can hear things that are truthful, Some of them will, you know, they'll do the same thing. They'll tell you what actually happened. Then they'll say, and probably the president could have used different language. Maybe he went, you know, too far. But we're always like apologizing.
Yeah, putting a caveat on it.
And it just aggravates me. And I think you lose credibility when you do something like that. The Democrats never do it. They stick together. Look at how a lot of them are sticking together with Cuomo. I mean, how do you stick together with that scumbag? I used to live up there, and I know how he is.
You did?
I just wanted to avoid
fighting. Where'd you live in New York?
I lived in Jersey, across the river.
Close enough.
New York a lot. I'm sorry?
So close enough. Jersey.
Oh, yeah. And I don't miss it anymore. I did it when I first got down to 50 here. It was a big cultural change.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go back so bad. But I'm used to it. I like the people down here. I trust the people more down here. It's a nice, quieter type of life.
And then you found the only two Italian places in Montgomery, and you felt at home.
Yeah, the only Italian place. But I don't want to say who I go to unless it's okay.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Constantinople.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Very good food, and but I usually make my own gravy, meatballs, and stuff like that. So we usually eat home. We have our pasta at home.
Tony, thanks for calling. I appreciate you.
Okay, no, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Maryla.
Hey Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Long time no talk to you. Where have you been?
I know. I've been buried under trying to get 2019 and 2020 taxes done.
What?
But I think I've got it. Yeah, my mama got it.
Are they coming in looking for you?
No, because they owe us money, so they're not going to.
Okay. They'll leave you alone then.
My mama died last year. It's been a rough year. I won't go into it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I might be about to get a real, real exciting job. Dan, I'll tell you about later if it happens, where I'm going to be writing, you know?
For about what?
Mainly political things, I think, but some science.
Really?
Too. Yeah. But let me tell you what. I was listening to you on the way to work here, back to work here, and I agree with you. The whole thing stinks. Let me tell you why. It didn't benefit Trump whatsoever at all for any of that to happen. Nothing. And I have heard lots and lots of things. I've even seen a video about a guy saying he got paid to do this. You know, there's these things about Antifa being there. Rudy Giuliani even claims he has a lot of evidence of this. I haven't listened to all his things yet, that there was a lot of Antifa and George Soros and people behind a lot of this stuff. And the fact that they've talked to policemen, a lot of policemen were told to go home. They knew about this, that there was something brewing, and they deliberately did not send in the troops beforehand. You know, they sent people home. That, you know, all kinds of weird things like that. And plus, if the timing was just too perfect, right as they started to discuss and lay the evidence out to the American people about the fraud, It's when it started happening. And like you say, this is 20 minutes before Trump had even finished speaking.
Yep.
So it's just, and they have video of the police letting them people in. None of it makes any sense. You know, I think I'm with you. I think somebody was behind this deliberately to make Trump look bad.
It certainly was planned. And I think the military signs and the way they were moving in the crowd and the using the radios and things like that, certainly orchestrated, certainly planned. The question is, who did that?
Right.
And for what purpose?
Well, Giuliani has some, you know, he has that videos on YouTube where he talks about some of this stuff. I'm sure he has some. I haven't listened to it to address it. The other thing about Pence, I was listening right before the elections to Steve Bannon's War Room a whole lot, and
real quick.
There's a lot of constitutional scholars that said Pence did have an out where he could have done something, and I don't remember all the details now, but sent it back, you know, postponed it, sent it back to the legislators to, you know, where they were, there was questions to sort this out, and not done it, you know, not done the whole thing right that day. But I'd have to look into it again.
You know, he, yeah, no, on a basically, he could have delayed it by doing something with it, such as sending it back or asking somebody to do something with it. But as far as turning it down, he couldn't do that.
No, he couldn't turn it down, but he could have delayed it, which would have probably been enough for some of this stuff to come out completely, you know? But for some reason, he didn't want to do that, and I felt
I'm not sure you can hang a hat on that. I mean, you know, what's the difference of delaying it for 2 days and the 2 days that happened before it? I mean,
it could have been delayed more. It could have been delayed more than that. I remember, it could have been delayed more than that.
Well, you're just up against the clock with that. So, January 20th, things are going to happen. So, if something was, this is my problem, is everybody keeps, well, something's going to come out. Well, if something's going to come out, get the damn thing out, because I've been waiting manana. For a long time.
Oh, well, have you heard Mike Lindell's? I haven't watched his documentary, but his documentary is supposed to get a lot of it out.
Okay, well, then get it out. Then get it out. Get it out. Then get it out. Get it out. I haven't seen it.
And have you?
But see.
You haven't seen it.
It doesn't matter. Hold on, stop. It doesn't matter. You get it out, and it's believable, everything's fine. I have yet to see anything that's gotten out that is believable.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Have you read any of what's that guy's name? I can't think of his name right now. He's written several papers. He's a PhD from Harvard or Yale or something.
We're talking about the statistical odds?
No. Yeah, there is buckets of evidence.
No, there's not. You used the key word evidence. Evidence is one thing. Someone's opinion is a completely different one. They're not buckets of evidence. Then send it to me. Send it to me. Stop. Dan@danmarshow.com.
Okay, what do you call affidavits? You don't call that evidence?
Affidavit is evidence, but you got to remember, the caveat was the affidavits that were being used were talking about voter irregularity. Absolutely agree with that. There were definitely those. But then the key word then is enough to overturn the election. So if you're talking about irregularities, absolutely. Totally with you on that. Totally with you. But enough to overthrow the election? No.
Okay. Dan Morris@danmorris.com.
Dan@danmorris.com. Please send me.
I'll get it to you.
Send me something I don't know, which I think is going to be very hard for you to do. Thanks. Joey?
Yes.
This one's in the book.
Oh, yeah. It's a good show.
Man, we didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah, you know.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go sit in a chair for about an hour and let them give me an iron infusion.
Nice.
Then I'm going to have dinner. Then we're going to get Benji first. Benji looks so good being groomed. That groomer did a great job. I mean, he came out. He knew he looked good. He's going to, look at me. Check me out, Dad. You kind of look back at the other dogs behind the fence. Jealous yet? Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Gravy Dough the Great. He's next. Adios.